I want to talk us through a guided meditation using one of Gurudev's cosmic chants. And just to digress for a moment, I want to impress, I do this as often as I can, to impress on all of Guruji's devotees what a great treasure, what a great power are in those cosmic chants. You've experienced that? Each line of them, of so many of them, each one is just a scripture in itself. Each one is a portal in itself into some specific experience of divine realization that Guruji had and that he encapsulated in that form, in that poetic and musical form, to be repeated, to be chanted, to be concentrated on, to be a door through which we absorb ourselves into that perception. All of those chants are that way. Today we'll take just this one. We're not going to sing it, but we're going to use the words of it to experience this power, this experience, this truth of darshan, the inner darshan. This is the chant Guruji called In the Temple of Silence. And you know the words, so just listen along and then we'll feel and we'll take time to dwell on and experience. He starts and says, In the Temple of Silence, in the Temple of Peace, in the Temple of Silence, feel that you're in that interior space where the thoughts calm down, no outer noises can reach you or touch you, truly in a temple of silence. And then in that silence, that divine quality of peace begins to become perceptible. In the temple of silence, in the temple of peace, then into that temple, feel that the divine Gurudev, that beloved, beautiful, smiling, loving form comes into that temple. And your soul says, I will meet thee in that temple of silence, in that temple of peace, I will meet thee. What joy, what upliftment of consciousness just comes by being in the same space as that divine presence of Gurudev. I will meet thee. And then the devotee rushes to Guru's feet. I will touch thee. Visualize these things. Visualize, I will meet thee, I will touch thee as with great reverence, great joy. We touch the feet of Gurudev, receiving his blessing, receiving his help, and then I will love thee. You rise, you stand, he embraces you like Ram embraced Hanuman. And the consciousness melts in that expanding, unconditional divine love that Guru has for his disciple. In the temple of silence, in the temple of peace, I will meet thee, I will touch thee, I will love thee, I will love thee, I will love thee, Gurudev. And then the disciple feels the chant taking on a different dimension, a different power, as that vibration flows out from Guru, washing you, enfolding you, embracing you, as he says to each of us, I will meet you, I will touch you, I will love you. And then the disciple finds in that temple of silence, in the temple of peace, I will meet thee, I will touch thee, I will love thee, and I will coax thee to my altar of peace. He becomes established on that vibration of stillness within us, that vibration of stillness and silence that has been produced by our practice of sadhana, by our practice of yogodā. And then you can take the second stanza of the verse and practice this at home, same principle. As you go deeper into that peace, into that stillness, into that silence, by the practice of Hamsa, Om, Kriya Yoga, and by the heart's yearning to go deeper and deeper into that temple of samadhi, into that temple of bliss, again he enters, and what rejoicing we say, I will meet thee, I will touch thee, I will love thee, as we are embraced by him. You know that image, very beautiful image of divine Ram enfolding his disciple Hanuman in his arms. The love of Gurudev for each of you is no less, it is no less divine, it is no less eternal. And then through that contact, through that darshan, that inner attunement, that inner surrender and communion with Guru, then he is able to introduce us to the infinite beloved. And we say to that Satchitananda, infinite bliss, infinite immortal existence and consciousness, beyond all form, beyond all name, beyond all mental concepts, and yet that we coax onto the altar of the bliss that we feel. Bliss, Guruji said, is the only invitation that God will accept. Having created that altar of bliss through our yoga-stilled consciousness, feeling, faith, and devotion, we create that vibration, we create that invitation, we create that altar, and we coax that infinite into our consciousness, into the temple within. I coax thee onto my altar of bliss. Let us spend a few moments feeling and enjoying and expanding in that divine inner darshan of the Satgurudev Paramahansa Yogananda, the avatar of divine love, divine joy, our divine shepherd to the infinite.